Your spring is about to get a lot more power with the Home Depot. Get gas-like power from mowing, trimming, and blowing with the Ryobi 18-volt One Plus system starting at just $89. Mowing power that can take on a third of an acre with one charge. Trimming power with up to 2 hours of runtime. And blowing power with 110 miles per hour of clearing force. All on one interchangeable battery. Get cordless gas-like power for the entire lawn with the Ryobi 18-volt One Plus system. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, Al says we're good to go. Tom Izzo gave us the introduction. Here we go. Podcast time. Al, what's up, man?
Jerry, got a lot of reaction from yesterday's podcast of where I could go on vacation, about all various sorts of things. I did have a couple of people. Your all-inclusive
yes.
vacation idea. It was a hot topic, Jerry, highly debated. Some people said, oh, you go all-inclusive, they rip you off, you get the cheaper food, and the alcohol is bottom shelf. And
yes, if you go to a crappy resort,
right.
That's true. You got to go to a good resort. That's why I said sandals.
And then other people were talking about sandals. I did go on the sandals website today, and it was very reasonably priced. You suggested perhaps it would be $8,000.
With airfare transfers.
Right. This is, actually, I was coming down to $5,000.
Oh, okay.
$5,000 to $6,000, which seemed reasonable.
So I set the bar really high.
You did.
Now you feel like you're saving money.
Yeah, and I had a bunch of people reach out to me and say, hey, I've been to this place with my wife. It's terrific. This. Here's the thing, though, which is very strange about the flights. Nowhere that I saw that Sandals has places, and they have a bunch of places, and they have a really nice website that's very easy to navigate and book on. No direct flights to any of their places.
That's no. There are direct flights. What they're probably doing, the direct flights are probably a fortune.
I see what you're saying, Jerry. So they're saying, hey, look how low this is.
Yeah, probably.
Some of them I clicked on, it was like two stops.
Yeah, they're looking for the lowest rate to keep the price down.
So really what I need to do is I need to look at...
maybe buy it on your own.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, I went to St. Lucia. They have direct flights. St. Lucia.
Oh, okay.
The Bahamas, you know, has direct flights.
Right, yeah, none of these had that.
So what they're probably doing is they're making you stop in Charlotte or flying to Detroit or wherever you got to go. Yeah.
To keep it down. I see what you're saying.
Which
okay.
sucks if you're only going for 4 nights.
No, I'm not. I don't do that ever anymore.
I don't either. It's
I don't
too much.
Ever stop.
No, me neither.
Because you could barely, you're lucky with these, with the cancellations these days and for a million different reasons, weather, mechanical, there's no one to man the flight.
Overbooking flight you're going to connect with doesn't get there in time.
Right, or you run late and forget it.
I'm with
you. I can barely make it on one flight.
Right. And once you're on that one flight, take me where I got to go.
Yes.
I completely agree with that.
All right, so that makes sense then, Jerry. I got to look at it that way. But it was not terrible, but you're right. I guess I got to look at the flights and see where the nonstop flights are going.
Where was the most popular place that people were telling you to go? Was there one over?
No.
Overwhelming? Oh, there wasn't.
No, okay. There wasn't one overwhelming.
Okay.
People had all sorts of things.
Give me the craziest one. Anything good that I wouldn't think of that would pique my interest?
Of like just a vacation?
Of an island vacation.
Granada.
Yeah, but I think that's really tough to get to, though.
Yeah. But that's a Sandals one. They have a Sandals Granada.
I know. I just don't know that. That could be one of those where you have to fly into an island and then take a puddle jumper.
Yeah, that I don't want to do that. No, I'm with you. That's why Bahamas sounds good.
Yes, I agree. I'm with you on
that. Sounds closer.
Yeah, it's easy.
Yeah.
Bahamas is easy.
I'm going to look into that this afternoon, Jerry, if I have time.
Sometime between 12 and 5?
Yeah, sometime between 12 and 5.
Oh, I'd like to borrow some of your time today.
If I could find some time, Jerry.
If I could find some time.
I will do it.
I hear you. Well, it's great. I look forward to finding out where you land on.
I had a lot of people tell me Savannah, Georgia.
Savannah's nice. That's not for you, though.
Exactly.
You'd be.
People said, "Oh no, it is for you. It's a small town. People are nice. It's quiet."
But that's not what you want.
Yeah. So I did get that one a lot. Then here's one I thought of that someone that I forgot about till someone told me, Hilton Head, South Carolina.
Yeah. Okay.
Then your boy Connor.
It's still the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah, that's true. You're right. Don't want it.
And I know so is
Bahamas the Atlantic
Bahamas
Ocean?
Bahamas might be on parts of the island, but it's different. It's not the same.
It's not right off the coast
It's not the same.
Your boy Connor was just telling me about these places in Florida, but I don't know. Florida
has great places. They do.
Yeah.
I mean, when we went to.
He did show me one with a penis shaped pool, which was interesting.
Okay. That's right up his alley. When we stayed at the Margaritaville, West Palm Beach,
yeah.
I think it is. You'd never know you were in Florida. Like, and I say it's, you know, you say you never know you're in Florida. Because you think Florida, you think Disney World, you think kids. That was tremendous.
It was like a regular nice resort.
Oh, it was a beautiful resort. And the cabanas by the pool, you just walk across, not a boardwalk, but like a paved boardwalk. I don't know what you call it. Just walk right across it. They have all the umbrellas for the beach. The water was amazing. It was warm. It was, I mean, just gorgeous. The other place where my friend Dallin Cuff, I used to do the Columbia games with, he got married in Florida. That was down in West Palm or Fort Lauderdale, somewhere. It was maybe Deerfield Beach is where he was. We stayed at a Marriott right on the water. It was awesome. I mean, it's Florida. It's easy to get to. It's the same thing.
I also found a lot of people, when they find a place they like, that's where they just go.
They
there.
Keep going back.
They'll be like,
don't.
Oh, yeah. It's weird. It's kind of like going to restaurants, right?
It can be.
You know you like this restaurant.
Yes.
So you know you're not going to be disappointed. But you're not exploring other parts might also be good or better.
Yeah, I mean, when Kim and I go away, and I'm hoping maybe next summer we'll do it again, the two of us, I want to go to a new island. I don't want to go back to the Bahamas where we went a couple of years ago. I don't want to do the Dominican Republic. I don't want to do Turks and Caicos. Now I need a new one.
Right.
And I'm going to hope that the experience is as good as the other ones have been. I've had the timeshare, so there's been many years we've gone to the same place just because that's the timeshare, whatever. A few times we've changed it. I would say one time disappointed. The other times, like we went to Arizona, exceeded our expectations. It was awesome. I was like, why don't we do this every year?
Right.
This place is great. So it's good to get out and see different things.
Yeah. All right. Then today, Jerry, in New Jersey, the bag ban, plastic mm-hmm. bag ban goes into effect.
Yep.
So if you go to the supermarket, do not expect them to give you a bag for all of your groceries.
I haven't been to the supermarket in 5 years. I used to go every weekend. Remember that?
Yeah.
And just, I don't know why I stopped.
Where do you get your food?
I think when I started coaching, I don't remember. No, Kim goes.
Oh, Kim goes.
Yeah, well, I'll go to Costco.
Yeah.
I like Costco.
Now, Costco doesn't have bags anyway,
no,
right?
No, they never.
You just load it into your cart and bring it to
you. Or you can take
boxes. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's how Aldi is, the supermarket
yes.
Aldi.
Correct. And I stopped going.
Yeah. I have my own bags.
Order in the car.
Yeah. Stop. Right. But that's how they cut down on having to pay someone to go get the carts.
They took away jobs.
And pass the savings on to you.
Yeah, okay. You know what? It costs me a quarter now to get a cart.
Yeah, because you're not going to put it back.
I'll put it back. I know. I do sometimes. It's just whatever. So I'll just give the cart to someone.
Right. And say, hey, quarters on me.
Right, exactly.
You shopping today? This cart is on me.
Paid for. Enjoy it. Here's your free ride for the day.
Yeah, listen, don't say people aren't good anymore. Here's a free cart. Yeah, my sister loves Aldi.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because she loves the idea that it's sort of you have to do your part in the Aldi. So if you get the cart, or if you don't return your cart, somebody else is happy that they get a quarter for returning a cart.
Yeah, I did it once. I'll never go again.
You get your own, you bring your own bags. You do your own bagging.
I found it to be a mess, though, in there.
Yeah. I've never really been. I went in one time real fast.
Crap.
Yeah.
No thanks. That and Lidl. I'll pass. Great bakery. But the rest of the place is a complete disaster.
Yeah, now, so the Bobby Approved guy, Flav City on YouTube, he goes to Aldi sometimes. The Aldi refrigerated section looks pretty good, like where the meats are. That looks manageable. But otherwise, yeah, when things are just in boxes.
It's a disaster.
Yeah, I don't like that.
No thanks.
I'm thinking about joining Costco.
I don't know why you haven't. Costco, I know you're a one person. I get it. But the way you eat things in the frozen section.
Right, I eat the same things all the time. Imagine I could just get a box. And I have like an area down in a basement that I have storage.
Yeah. I love Costco. It's also great around Christmas time. They have great gifts.
Yeah.
Costco is tremendous.
Why don't I join Costco?
I don't know. I've told you this for years.
I act like a $60 fee is going to kill me for the year.
Are you a BJ's guy? You like BJ's?
I love BJ's.
Because there's one in on Route 35 in Eatontown.
Oh, yeah, I'm not going to Eatontown.
Not even for BJ's.
Would I go to Eatontown for BJ's? Probably. I have to see what's closer, BJ's or Costco.
Now, Costco is... Now, you have to sign up for Costco.
Right.
That costs, I don't know how much...
I think $60 a year.
What do BJ's cost?
What do BJ's cost a year? A year, Jerry?
Like, can you get a subscription to BJ's?
I would think so. I think it's the same thing as
Costco. That's a membership place, too. I only know about Costco. I don't know about the other places.
Costco.
There's BJ's. There's one other one, too. Another warehouse
Sam's Club.
Sam's Club.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's a Walmart related.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Sam Walton, the guy who invented Walmart, Sam's Club is a Walmart-based.
I never knew that. Look at
I think Costco's the place, though. My Flav City guy, there's the Kirkland brand, Costco brand, is got a very good reputation.
And it is good. I mean, Kirkland stuff is excellent.
So that you're just supposed to, they never had bags. So you would just load, I recall it going to Sam's Club or BJ's when I was younger with my parents, and you would just load everything into your cart, then you'd get to your car, you'd load it all in, then you'd have to, because you were buying things in bulk, so they were bigger anyway, really wouldn't fit in bags.
Right.
So all the local news, like News 12, was all like doing polls. What do you think? Are you for or against the bag ban? Who would be against the bag ban?
I don't care either way.
Right? They sent their crew to Wawa, because today at Wawa, Jerry, if you go to Wawa, they will give you a free...
All these places are giving free
canvas bags.
Yeah,
I was in Target over the weekend. You could have taken canvas bags.
And they were giving a lot of them away.
Yeah.
It wasn't like one, like Kim went there 2 weeks ago. They gave her like five of them.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, thanks. Great. So
I love the idea of reusable bags. I used to really bother me when someone would go to like, say, 7-Eleven or Walgreens and you'd get like one thing of like aspirin. They'd put it in the plastic bag.
I blame the people, though, for that, though.
What do you mean?
Why even put it in the bag?
Right.
Just take it.
Right. Well, I would always tell them, I don't need a bag.
They're no, like,
I
know. Don't need I a just, bag? To me, if You're I was the one at the aspirin. Register, I'd be like, you don't really need a bag.
Right. That's how I would be.
Put it in your pocket, for Christ's sake. You know?
Right. Do you really need this bag?
No.
And then, so it really bothers me, like, if someone takes a bag, then walks outside.
And throws the bag right in the trash.
Yeah, that
That's a waste.
That is an enormous waste.
That's a huge waste.
Then the other thing is, I used to be one of these people that would just save all of my bags. Like under my sink, I'd have like 1,000 bags. What was I planning on doing?
I don't know. We saved them for the cat litter.
Okay. So you had a thing to do with
them. So we used them.
Yeah.
Again, we didn't just save them. Like, you're right. I don't know what you'd be saving them for.
Now, my family used to save them for, they would use them as the garbage bags in the little bathroom garbage.
In the bathroom. Yeah.
But
sure.
Even how often are you changing that garbage out?
Once a week.
Right. And meanwhile, you're getting 10 bags a week from the grocery store.
You might. Yeah, absolutely. That's true.
So I'm glad to see him go. It's going to be unbelievable the amount of people that this is going to be brand new news to them when they go food shopping.
I guess some people don't pick up, and I know
they don't pay attention.
I was going to say they don't watch the news.
Nothing.
I was going to say pick up a newspaper. No one picks up a newspaper, but no one checks online.
They're not aware.
I don't know how you're not aware of stuff like this.
Plus, like probably in the supermarkets, there's probably signs that say, by the way, May 4th.
I'm sure there were.
No more bags.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Yeah.
Probably true.
I even heard the paper bags are out as well.
I feel like they've been out for a long time.
But like Whole Foods does paper bags.
Oh, okay.
And even then, I don't like. Here's the other thing Whole Foods does with their paper bags. They double bag everything.
Right. Like, why?
Right. You're Whole Foods. You're supposed to be saving the environment. Now you're double bagging. Now, I do put my paper bags in my paper and cardboard recycling. Not that I'm not even sure we're doing that properly.
Who knows?
You know what I mean?
I don't
like
know.
Those all might just go into the dumpster.
Maybe. I mean, I feel like the towns do a decent job of it.
Yeah.
So, like, when I go to the recycling yard in our town with, you know, boxes that are strung together and want to throw stuff out, I mean, they're pretty – they're relatively strict. Like, they want that in the cardboard in the bin.
Yeah.
They don't want it with – then they have aluminum you can put stuff in. And they don't even want it with the magazines. Like, there's a separate one for magazines. You know, they're – and they watch.
Yeah.
I'm sure all of them don't, but
– like, my town, when I – throw stuff out, it's mixed recycling.
See, what does that even mean?
Co-mingled. Like
who's, please. So then right. Who's actually separating
exactly,
stuff?
Jerry.
Nobody.
Co-mingled, they call it co-mingled recycling.
You know what that is? Someone in a board meeting came up with, this is a pain in the ass. How can we make it seem like we're really doing the right thing? Oh, co-mingle. That sounds co-mingled. Like, yeah, no one will ask.
Yeah.
Come on. Please.
I'm with you, Jerry. The towns do something. But you're right. When you go to the actual town place, they separate it.
They do.
Now, let me ask you this. So I had a Manscaped man groomer that's a number of years old, and it is not holding a charge anymore.
Okay.
So I ordered a new trimmer. I ordered a company called Brio. I don't know if you ever heard of them.
No,
they got very good reviews. So now my man groomer, old one, this is a rechargeable battery in it. I just threw that in my garbage.
Yeah, I would too.
But I'm probably supposed to.
Probably not supposed to.
Right. I'm probably supposed to bring that. So where am I going to bring that?
I don't know. I don't know what you do with half the stuff.
And what do I do? Go to the recycling center? This thing, I trimmed my pubes with it. Where do I, what container does this go in?
Right over here, sir.
Does that still have pubes in it, sir? That goes over here. And then how about places like, they have this at Whole Foods, composting. Where you're supposed to, like if you eat food at Whole Foods, mm-hmm. You like, let's say you go to Whole Foods and they give you a cardboardish container to eat out of with a plastic fork. You put the plastic fork in one thing. You put the cardboard container in another. And any leftover food you put in the composting.
And that does what? It crushes it?
It's supposed to just be used, they like reuse it as fertilizer
or
something.
Oh, is that true?
I think so.
Because people have them in their homes.
A composting?
Yeah.
Really?
You can put that in your house.
A composting?
Yeah. Yeah. I've seen it, I think, at Lowe's.
Really?
Yeah. Pretty sure. Why don't you got one for Bradley Beach?
A composter?
Be the compost king.
You know what happens in Bradley Beach, Jerry, and probably any town, like probably the coastal towns more so, is it gets super windy.
Yeah.
And this happens all the time. People don't secure their recycling things. They fall over in the wind, and then the wind blows all the recycling all over town. Like,
for
the beach is just filled with recycling crap.
It's like
now.
A Met game in 1986 in the eighth inning.
Yes. All the hot dog wrappers are flying everywhere.
Yeah.
That's what bothers me, too.
Yeah, I hear you.
Because I know people are trying to do the right thing, and they're recycling, but
they're very breezy down there.
Yeah. And then they're just putting their containers out in the wide open. You got to protect that from the wind.
Yes, of course. You got to shut the cover. And then, or you could be someone like me who's both the... garbage pail and the recycling pail, both covers ripped off. So I don't have covers on mine.
Oh, they don't, like they ripped off and took off?
Uh-huh, gone.
Because I've seen people that do a really nice thing. I like this, Jerry. They have the covers that they then a bungee tie on and put a brick on top of it.
Well, what are you supposed to do when the truck comes by?
They take they're supposed to take the brick off.
This is RoboBins.
It is RoboBins.
I don't know that they're going to get out. I don't.
I do love a RoboBin.
Sure do I. And it's done. He might just lift it up and do it with the bungee cord on it if it was like that.
Right.
And put it right back down.
The brick just goes falling right into the container.
They take my brick and they leave the garbage.
Those RoboBins got to be careful. There's sometimes raccoons in those garbage
you're
bins.
You're not kidding.
You don't want to dump a raccoon and crush it.
You ever think about what it would be like to be a garbage man? That's got to be some tough job, man.
I think of it when we get stuck behind them in New York.
Yeah.
Like, the amount of, like, you don't,
crap
first of
they
all.
See.
Right. You're a garbage man in New York City. One, at a minimum, there are rats eating the garbage.
Yeah.
At a maximum, there are body parts, there are body fluids, there's excrement, there is vomit, there is pieces of human beings.
Okay, I gotcha.
You know what I mean?
Yes. I think about it all the time, especially like you, at 4:00 in the morning when you're. You see these guys out there, and there's 17 bags or more piled up, and they got to, oh, when they pick it up and crap's leaking out the bottom.
God.
It's, oh, my Lord, what a terror. You feel awful for them. It's a hard job.
I wonder what cool things they've seen. Because they have to see cool
maybe
things.
Maybe they come across, like, you know, junk treasures. Who knows?
Right.
Very possible.
Like, oh, my gosh, there's a Babe Ruth card right there in the garbage.
Maybe. You're going to really rip open the garbage if you think you see that? I guess you
No,
could.
But I guess if you saw something cool, like, that didn't get wrapped up in a garbage bag, was just on the side of the road, you'd be like, maybe I want... Maybe. That'd be a terrible job for a hoarder.
Garbage?
Yeah, garbage man.
Grab so like, much stuff.
I could probably use this.
Hey, look at that, half a hot dog.
I'll probably use this at some point.
No, you can't. Don't be a hoarder.
So, yeah, so there it is, Jerry. If you're going food shopping or any type of shopping from here on out, no more plastic bags.
Sounds good to me.
And with that, Jerry, I'll leave you with that, and we'll do the warm-up program.
Okay, this was good today.
And we'll return back here tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. It is live.
It'll be Thursday.
Thursday. What did I say?
No,
okay,
nothing.
Thursday.
I was just saying it's going to be a Thursday.
It'll
I
be
like
a Thursday. Me too. Love the feel of a Thursday.
Thursday's a good day.
Yep. So we'll see you on tomorrow, Thursday.
All right.
So!
Your spring is about to get a lot more power with the Home Depot. Get gas-like power from mowing, trimming, and blowing with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system starting at just $89. Mowing power that can take on a third of an acre with one charge. Trimming power with up to 2 hours of runtime. And blowing power with 110 miles per hour of clearing force. All in one interchangeable battery. Get cordless gas-like power for the entire lawn with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Good morning, campers.
Alan, Jerry, don't worry, it's only an hour long, and most days it doesn't
All
suck.
Right, here we go. It's Wednesday morning, I would say the morning after, but really hours after a triple overtime Rangers loss. Another oddity in sports? Not really. Mets sweep a doubleheader, and the Yankees continue to roll. The Eddie Scazzeri, the force may be with you. And, of course, that's probably the wrong movie. I'm not sure. And across from me, his name is Al Evgeny Dukes. What's up?
Good morning, Jerry. Yeah, I woke up. I went right to see what happened with the Ranger game because I wanted to see whether Boomer was going to most likely punch Eddie for doing various drops today. And I saw that they lost in triple overtime. Now, Jerry, according to my math, there are three periods in hockey.
They played six.
They played two games last night.
They played two, almost. You almost played the, you got two full overtimes
right.
And then a third overtime. So they played like almost two full games. You got to give them today off.
What time did that game end?
I think Sal said midnight the game ended.
Okay. That doesn't seem so bad if they played.
It's 5 hours. So you go do it.
I just feel like a regular Yankee game ends at midnight these days.
Especially when they play the Red Sox.
Yeah, Yankees Red Sox. That's a midnight. I feel like that ends at midnight.
Not quite as physical and taxing on your body as hockey, I would say.
So now they play again tomorrow night.
They do. That's what I say. You got to give them day off.
Guard.
Just have a morning skate tomorrow, and let's go get after it again Thursday night.
Yeah, I would tell the guys just relax, get yourself some nice food, take a nap, watch some TV.
They watch some film. I'm sure they'll be at the facility.
You think Boomer's going to be ticked, or he's going to be like, "Hey, it's one game."
No, he's going to be ticked.
One slap shot.
Here's why. So there's like no penalties in this game after the third period, or really, if not all of the third period, much of the third period, and then nothing in the overtime, essentially. But late in the third, Philip Hedl, it looked like he scored, and then they reviewed it.
There was goaltender interference. Therefore, we have no goal.
No goal for you.
There will be no goals.
This is what I don't understand. I guess by definition that was goal. I don't know if you saw it or not. What doesn't matter. By definition, I'm sure it probably is goalie interference. I get it. You're not calling any penalties though. That you change. And if you watched it in real time, there was nothing wrong with the play. But I don't know this for sure. I saw Boomer tweet at some point the screw the Ranger button. My guess is that's what it was for. I'm not sure. But I don't know. You're swallowing your whistle. What the hell are you changing that for?
So they do this gimmick again. So they do it in hockey, too, where once you hit the playoffs, we don't call penalties?
They didn't last night. Once you got to the latter stages of the game, no.
All right. I'm sure Boomer's going to start with that at 6 o'clock.
No. I'm thinking if I were a Ranger fan, I'd get set for like the 8 o'clock open. He might come in here and start yelling.
Yeah, do not come in here if you're listening to this. Do not come in here and start yelling because Jerry and I will not stand for that, Jerry.
No, we'll get up and we'll leave and let him do the last
Jerry,
couple of minutes.
We'll put you in a headlock.
I don't know if I'm going to do that.
Not today.
No, he's going to be ticked today because think of this too. You know Boomer. Who's his favorite team?
Rangers.
How jacked does he get for these games?
Jacked up.
You think he even slept?
You got jacked up. No
chance.
Game
ended at midnight. I'll bet you he might have slept an hour, hour and a half.
Yeah. He's going to be slamming energy drinks, yeah. C4s in 5 hours. And
9 o'clock, his energy is going to, I would think, hit the toilet because it's just going to be.
It'll be all bloodshot eyes.
Yeah. These games, if you're a diehard fan, take a lot out of you. Doesn't mean they lost the series, but it's tough.
This is coming on the heels of a booming celebration, and then he wakes up and does a 40-mile bike ride.
Right, he was tired already. It's then went and played golf on Monday, came and played cornhole.
Yep. The man's on a world tour right now.
Yes, he is.
He could have used the win by you Rangers last night.
Last night, though, to me, and I know it's not the greatest game of all time by any stretch, but like the intense nature of the game, and I only saw because my son had a couple of baseball games yesterday. So by the time I got home, it was almost 9 o'clock. So I got to this game very late, and no, I did not stay up and watch the whole. I watched a lot of it this morning, but that's about as intense as you get. The building is just like ready to pop, and then it's so deflating. The action's amazing. Up, you know how many shots the Rangers had?
69 at one point I saw.
And did you see how many?
69.
You see how many shots the Penguins had?
Oh, maybe they had 69.
They're more.
What'd they
Shesterkin
get?
Made in this game, Igor Shesterkin made 79 saves.
Nice.
That's insane.
Well, it
looks
like you had four go through, though, Jerry.
It's just, I'm telling you. Yes.
Those are the trouble. Those are the ones I'm concerned about. He let four go right through him.
So you're going to focus on the four, not the 79.
Not the 79 okay. He stopped.
I'm just saying. It's just such a great sport. It really is. But whatever, it's a tough start.
Do you think the ride home on the train is more ruckus if the Rangers win that game or that they lost the game?
I think if they win, it's more ruckus.
That's what I think. I'm with you.
Yeah, you go home with your tail between your legs, they lose.
Yeah.
That's a tough one to swallow.
Yeah, if they won, they'd be like, woo, getting on the trains,
yes.
New Jersey Transit and the Long Island Expressway.
I think if they win, that's one of those rides where the conductor doesn't even ask for your tickets.
Right. He's just like, you know what?
I'm going to hide.
I'm not even going to go down these aisles.
They're probably high-fiving each other right down the middle of the aisle.
Slamming beers, and then those people got to go to work this morning, too.
That would have been a good game for you, though, for your NEW days.
Yeah, for the ride, taking the 11.
The game ended at midnight.
Or 11:30 midnight type of train home, yeah, where I would see, like, all the fired-up or sad Ranger fans.
You would have been on an empty train.
Yeah. All right, well, listen, we'll get back at it then tomorrow night. Rangers of Penguins. And we'll see, did Sidney Crosby score
goals? By the
way,
this is a game. No, this is a game that they don't have to win. You don't want to go to. No, it's not, but you don't want to go to Pittsburgh down 0-2.
No, you can't go down 0-2.
Not a must win, but go win.
You got to win this one. You got to, as they say, Jerry, steal one in Pittsburgh.
Or go win two in Pittsburgh.
That would be cool as well.
They are the better team.
You know, you should know that Mr. Boomer Esiason yesterday, Jerry, said, he actually said this on the air. It's very rare for a team to sweep a doubleheader, so most likely will be a split.
He's wrong. He's wrong. Statistically and factually, that is wrong.
Well, he was wrong yesterday, Jerry.
And yes, and so have you been a lot.
The Mets sweep a doubleheader.
And guess what they're in position to do now?
Win another series.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they are. You lose the first game of a four-game set, I would think most people would just say, you know what, get a split and we'll be good. Now you got a chance to go out and win the damn thing today.
Yeah. So now they got Tylor McGill. Oh, I wanted to play something, Jerry.
Go ahead. While you do that, I will tell you that Carlos Carrasco, while I was checking in, yes, man, he was good last. And they needed him, too, because not that it was a ton, but you had the four innings of the bullpen work in the first game, and then you kind of hoping that he could give you something, and he doesn't give you six innings. He gives you eight innings, which was just tremendous.
That was tremendous. Jerry, Tylor McGill pitched today. He's going up against Ian Anderson.
Do you think?
Sitting on a park bench.
Sitting on the park bench.
You remember the line ready?
I remember it.
I thought you were going to do something here.
Eyeing little girls. What is this? What a creep song this is.
You just heard that for the first time?
Yes.
Do you ever think? Now, Ian, I'm not sure how long Ian Anderson's been pitching for, but it's enough time now.
It was after he left Jethro Tull, Jerry, that he went right into baseball.
Do you think all his trips into New York, at any point, he went to Central Park, sat on a bench,
yes,
and said, guys, take a photo of me. This is kind of cool.
He's got to do an Instagram story. Hi, I'm Ian Anderson, and I'm sitting on a park bench. eyeing little girls. What is this song about, Aqualung? That's the first time I heard that other line.
How is it the first?
I don't know, because
the second line of the song.
I feel like I just keep going, sitting on a park bench. Bang,
and that's not the first bad song. Well, I shouldn't say bad. It's not the first song with lyrics that are actually worse than we ever thought growing
up. Yeah, that's weird.
Always comes back to what I ask you. When we were younger listening to music, we never took stock in what the lyrics were.
Right.
It was catchy and we sung it.
Yeah, you're 16, you're beautiful in your mind.
There's a lot of songs about
she was just 17, you know what I mean?
Yeah, there was a lot of songs about dating 16-year-olds back then.
Yeah, I don't.
And then sitting on a park bench.
Eyeing little girls. Oh, bum, my God.
Bum, 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 bum.
Wow.
Yeah, so Ian Anderson, Tyler McGill. We're going to get that one easily today, Jerry.
No, we're not. No. You're not going to get it easily. Just go win. Go win, baby.
By the way, did you see yesterday, I think during game one, Max Scherzer got tossed. He was not in the game.
That can happen.
He did not appreciate a called third strike on Mr. J.D. Davis.
But that's not a surprise. Like,
I like it.
A manager's not playing in the game when they get tossed.
Fair point, Jerry.
Sometimes a bench coach can get tossed.
I kind of have a feeling Max Scherzer is going to get in a fist fight this year.
I can't believe I'm going to say this because of where he played for so long. I love this guy.
Me too.
I mean, he is love everything him. You want in that clubhouse.
Yeah, I'm with him, Jerry. I like Max Scherzer better than Jacob DeGrom. Oh. Right now, today.
Well, you've been upset with Jacob DeGrom since last summer when you said it's enough with these injuries, and then you said he's a hypochondriac.
Exactly, Jerry.
So I know you've soured on DeGrom.
Yeah, and I'm a hypochondriac, so I could recognize one. So I'm on team Max Scherzer right now, Jerry.
How could you not be?
I do want him to get in a fist fight, but I don't want him using his right hand to punch somebody.
So you know kind of like Rocky back in the day.
Got to go lefty.
Where Mickey tied his hand between his back.
Yeah.
And he had to just jab.
Yeah.
Jab. Jab, jab, jab.
I want Max Scherzer holding a guy with his pitching hand and then punching him in the face lefty. Dom Smith, by the way, got a mini standing ovation, Jerry, because he's still on the team. And then he put a double into the left field corner.
Yes, he did.
It was exciting.
I actually thought about that, too, because the conversation was Robbie Cano, do you send Dom Smith down? What do you do? And Dom Smith is here for the long haul now. So, hey, good for you.
Hey, good for you, Dom Smith.
Very, very well done.
I thought that was cool. Then how about this in a game of sportsmanship? I just found this out yesterday, but this was actually from Monday's game, Mets-Braves. That Chris Bassitt and the home plate umpire kind of got into it.
On a called third strike he didn't call.
Yeah, on a called third strike he didn't call.
Yeah, I meant to play this. I never got to it yesterday.
And Bassitt kind of started to walk off the mound thinking he had a called
show
third strike. Well, show up, Jerry.
Yeah.
And then I guess after the inning, the umpire pointed to himself, sort of like, hey, Chris Bassitt, my bad.
Yeah, which to me that tells me a lot about the umpire.
That was nice.
You know, make the mistake, he owned it.
And then Chris Bassitt said, my bad for showing you up.
Look at this.
Umpires make mistakes.
Kumbaya moment.
We're all human, Jerry.
We are all human.
That's what you need to learn about sports, Jerry. It's like a microcosm for life. We are all human. It is okay to admit mistakes.
It's like a microcosm for life.
Yeah.
Like when a guy almost dies on the court and people start booing him.
Yeah, then we boo him.
Like Draymond Green.
Just like we do in life, Jerry.
Not he didn't almost die, but you know what I mean.
Right, he was hurt.
Yes, we'll get to that audio. That's going to be cool sounds coming up in a little while.
Oh, we got cool sounds, Jerry?
Yeah, well, with the second segment, yes.
All right, second segment, cool sounds. So good for Chris Bassitt and the plate umpire for apologizing to each other and moving on in life.
Before you move off the Mets, I don't know if you still had more on the Mets
I'm
or
on.
Not.
I am on the
I
Mets.
Love this quote, and I'm with Evan Roberts on this. So Travis Jankowski was asked about his role on the team. Like, he's not a starter. He's not going to play 150 games.
Yes.
Good defensive player. They're going to use him in certain spots.
He's a speedster, Jerry, on the bag as well.
Yeah, I mean, he's just a good, solid player. And he was basically talking about knowing what his role is and trying to excel in his role.
No one's going to be buying my jersey, you know, but I still think that there's a big part of what I bring to the table that is...
Right, it's important. So Evan did the hashtag, buy his jersey. I want to see Jankowski jerseys out there now.
Yes, get them
made. I saw a Buck Showalter jersey this morning. online, someone tweeted, we should have Jankowski jerseys out there.
By the way, I believe he wears 16, another player that they just gave Doc Gooden's number to.
They do that. And who's wearing 8? Someone's wearing Strawberry. I forget who. I mean, but these guys have done it.
Just take out your old Gooden jerseys.
Yeah, but it says Gooden probably.
But you didn't just unstitch and stitch up Jankowski. It's
or
a
you
long
could do
word.
What I've seen at Jet games and other football games. People go get a poster board and they make their own nameplate with the magic marker and just staple it to the jersey.
Yeah, or they take like what do you call that? The duct tape.
You could do that too.
And then they put with marker on there.
You could do that too. I want to see Jankowski jerseys now. He's right. So let's say, I don't know how many fans were there yesterday, but let's just say for poops and giggles, nice easy number, there were 25,000 fans there yesterday, which, by the way, would be 23,000 more that were at Oakland yesterday.
Not a lot of people.
They had 2,600 again in Oakland. It's unbelievable. I mean,
that was the announced attendance?
That's the paid attendance.
Paid attendance, 2,600 people.
Correct.
All right.
Yeah, it's really going well there. So let's say there are 25,000 fans at Citi Field yesterday for a doubleheader, start to finish. How many Jankowski jerseys do you think there are? Over under 7.5.
From yesterday?
Yeah.
Under.
Me too. I think that
way
too.
Way under.
That's probably not, unless it's his family. I don't know that anybody's wearing that jersey.
The 7 line should make a jersey shirt. You know, like
you're
jersey
right,
shirts
for Jankowski.
The, yeah.
They would do well.
They would do well.
And we get the hashtag going. You know what? So would I.
I think he's tall. He's lanky. He's got the long rocker hair.
You like this guy.
Yeah, because he knows who he is. He knows his role, Jerry. Know your role.
He does know his role.
And I did
no
also.
No one's going to be buying my jersey.
That's sad.
That did feel sad.
It does.
I want people to buy his jersey.
I couldn't agree more. We got to get on this.
And I see Trevor May is on the injured list now. He has a right triceps inflammation.
Well, he told us that he wasn't right. And like I said to the guys, like, what were you out there for then?
Well, but I heard Buck Showalter talking about this, and he says these guys don't want to look like wusses. I'm paraphrasing. They don't want to look like wusses. They want to
But there is a line that
a
gets...
Man.
But
the,
yes, but there's a
I'm
line 40. That gets crossed where you think you can push through an injury.
Yeah.
Like, if he's in the bullpen, and I know that guys will tell you, and DeGrom has done this many times, where he'll say, my bullpen session wasn't great, and then all of a sudden I was tremendous out on the mound, and my bullpen session's really good, I'm terrible, you know, you don't know. But there's a difference between not hitting your spots and just trying to get right as opposed to not feeling physically able. And he said after the game, like, I don't know, I just don't understand why, if you know you're not up to your capabilities, why would you put yourself and the team in that spot?
Guys don't want to come off this team, Jerry. You're going to lose your roster spot.
Did you see Buck pregame talking about the suspension?
I did not.
We'll get to that next.
Oh, okay.
That was actually kind of, I shouldn't say fun, but he was clearly ticked off. There's no question about it. He wanted to appeal, and they basically told him, no.
There's no appeals.
No. They said, you're on the phone. This is your appeal. Like, okay.
And it's not going well. On appeal not accepted.
Right. And the Mets, listen, they can't lose him. The Mets are 18-8. They're 18-6 when he's not. I'm sorry, when he's there. 0-2 when he's not there.
Right, 0-2.
All right, quick break. When we come back, we'll play something called Cool Sounds. That's next, and then Boomer and Geo at 6 on the Fan.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Yeah, Black Sabbath on a Wednesday to rock it out. It's great to have you with us. 25 after 5. Before we do cool quotes, cool sounds, whatever it is, the Yankees have won 11 straight games.
Yes, they have, Jerry. And this was a big series against Toronto. It's not a scrub team.
They have stepped on their face.
They stepped the game up. They won 9-1 last night, Jerry.
In a game they were losing 1-0 in the sixth inning.
Yeah, they scored 6 runs in the seventh inning.
Yes, they did. Pretty impressive, actually.
Couple things from here, Jerry.
Yeah.
One, fat guy alert. Another one on the Toronto Blue Jays. They've got a bunch of fat guys on that team. Pitcher Alex Manoah.
Alec Manoah.
What did I say?
Alex.
Alec Manoah.
Yeah.
He's a chubby guy.
He's a chubster.
Chubster.
And was doing quite well last night.
He was doing quite well last night. And then he gave up a jack to Aaron Judge.
Yes, who just crushed that ball. It. Yeah, absolutely.
He smooshed it, Jerry. And then a Kenta Colvey alert.
Kenta Colvey alert?
Yeah. A pitcher who pitches like Kenta Colvey alert.
I thought maybe you saw him yesterday in Bradley Beach.
I wish, Jerry. There's a guy on the Blue Jays, Adam Simber.
Yes.
He throws the...
He wound up taking the loss,
yeah,
I believe.
Yep. Guess what? We're not fooled by your submarine pitcher. You're not Kenta Colvey.
If you're Alek Manoah and you're sitting there watching the Kenta Colvey lookalike come
yeah.
in, you just threw six innings and, I mean, we're great into the sixth. You give up the bomb to Judge, fair enough, it happens. And then all of a sudden you sit down... Not that you were winning anyway, because you gave, I mean, you could have, I guess, if they scored in the bottom of the sixth. They don't. Your day's over. No decision. And maybe he went to the shower. I don't know if you watched it. But you pitch beautifully. Then the bullpen comes in, and they just throw up all over themselves in the one inning.
And then you end up, and the game's over, 9-1.
The guy, what was his name? Not Mayweather. Whoever. The guy who came in after your Kenta Colvey lookalike.
Yeah.
He couldn't get anybody out.
Yeah. That was not good.
Like, my God.
And then it didn't end up mattering, but the Blue Jays got screwed on a call when I forget
who. On the rundown?
Yeah. I forget who on the Yankees they had in the rundown between third and home.
Yeah. I'm blanking out. Let me look.
Vlad Guerrero Jr. clearly tagged him, and they called him safe.
That was
a weird one.
It wasn't Marwin Gonzalez, was it?
Could be.
Yeah, I don't remember,
who knows?
Actually.
I don't think the Yankees have their names on the jerseys. I don't know what's going on when I'm seeing some of these games.
Yes,
put your names on your... Put your name on it.
That is very true. That's
be
funny.
A man or a woman. Put your name on it.
Oh, it's funny. It was Gonzalez.
Gonzalez?
That's who it was. Yes, it was Marwin Gonzalez.
And it was even... It wasn't like a bang-bang play, right? He went down to his knees,
yeah, he got tagged,
got up, and then ran home. They go, yeah, safe.
But they had used the challenge already.
Yeah,
I
the
know.
Blue Jays. It didn't matter anyway. That didn't cause the Yankees to win.
It's a strange
game.
Thing to me, the whole challenge thing. Like,
yeah.
I understand why they do it, and that's fine. What I'll never understand is why you don't have replay, and these leagues have plenty of money to do this. It's kind of like the NFL when they get buzzed down. Let's get rid of the coaches' challenges. For real. Put an official in the replay booth in the command center in New York. There's no reason not to have even two officials watching every game. They make billions of dollars. You can do this. And have a replay official watching every game. And if a call looks like it's missed, buzz in and get it right. As opposed to making these guys have to decide when. And some people say, well, it's strategy. Enough with the street.
Yeah.
Get it right.
I'm with you, Jerry.
And
I would love to be one of those game officials, too, because I could watch that.
And you are correct. It didn't hurt. It wouldn't have mattered last night, but it's an example of it doesn't need to be that way.
Yeah, it's a bad look.
It's stupid. It really is.
Plus, you done pissed off Vlad Guerrero Jr. Now, today, he'll probably smash a home run.
But isn't it just a three-game series anyway?
Probably.
Right? So the Yankees won the series already.
Yeah, they won the series already, but we're looking for a sweep, Jerry. This is what the Yankees
do.
They sweep series.
It's 11 straight games. It's insane, actually.
The Mets are winning series. The Yankees are sweeping series.
Correct. Let's
and the
see.
Rangers
Toronto,
can't get a win. I don't know what's going on around here.
Yeah, the Yankees are... So they won the series already. They wrap it up tonight, and then... Oh, my God. Make a moment they play Texas. If they win today...
Yeah.
That'll be 12. They should... No, I shouldn't say should. They very well... could be looking at a 15-game winning streak by Sunday night.
And they've got today on the mound, Mr. Nesta Cortez.
Yeah, who you love.
I love.
Because the Rangers stink. But then it's not going to be easy to sweep Toronto.
I'm sorry, Jerry, but Nesta Cortez is
I heard you.
This dude dives out to first base to get guys out.
They have Yusei Kikuchi pitching.
Kikuchi.
So we'll see. But, yeah, they're on the verge of – how about that? They had a 13-game winning streak in August of last season, and they have a very good chance to eclipse that this week.
Let's hope so.
But tonight's the problem.
Yeah.
Or, not for nothing, Friday, letdown spot.
Friday letdown spot against the Rangers?
If they beat the Blue Jays and sweep Toronto in three in Toronto and walk into a series with the Rangers with a 12-game winning streak, letdown spot.
And this is the series we're giving tickets away for.
Texas.
Look at the series against Texas coming up this weekend. We give those away at 8:25 a.m.
Nice.
On the dot,
yes,
every day.
I've gotten interrupted many times.
Now, there was a beautiful moment, Jerry, a beautiful moment between fans and baseball when Aaron Judge hit his home run there in Toronto and a Toronto man caught the ball and wound up with the ball and handed the ball, Jerry. Now, he's a Toronto Blue Jays fan. He saw a young man, a young boy, if you will, in an Aaron Judge jersey or shirt, can't recall. And he caught the Aaron Judge home run ball or wound up with it, handed it to this young man, Jerry. This young man gave this Blue Jays fan an emotional hug.
That's great.
I would like to think I would do that. I think I would.
I think you would. I think you would too. Probably nothing.
Plus, if I could get on camera where I'm handing a young boy a ball,
you'd be a hero.
Yeah, exactly.
And look, like we're talking about this man.
Yes,
I'm with you. It's a great move.
It's a solid move.
Would have been cooler if the kid was wearing a Jankowski jersey.
Yeah, definitely.
But that is pretty. That's solid.
Yeah, I like that. The kid was emotional. He's crying.
I thought in Toronto they throw the balls back.
Not when there's a young man, Jerry, in an Aaron Judge jersey.
That is great. Have you ever? Well, you've never caught a ball.
I caught a foul ball. I caught a ball at a Somerset Patriots game. That's the closest I ever got.
Where's the ball?
I gave it to a young boy.
No, you didn't.
Jerry.
No, you didn't. Where's the ball? You have it home?
Actually, I did. Actually, I went with my friend Steve and his son, who's now I believe 17, was a small boy at that time, and I did give it to him.
And News 12 did not do a story on this.
No.
Did you call them?
No, I didn't even know. I'm not sure I was aware of them at the time.
Oh, all right.
But no, but yeah, that's great. It's just a great moment, Jerry.
That is a great moment. There's no doubt.
So that's two great sportsmanship moments. One.
Ooh, good segue then.
The guy giving the ball to the young boy. Two, the Mets pitcher, whose name already escapes me.
What Mets pitcher? What now?
The Mets pitcher with the umpire. Where they both
Chris Bassett.
Chris Bassett.
Yeah.
And the umpire both doing a, my bad. No, my bad. Sports, Jerry. Sports.
So let's segue into terrible sportsmanship.
Oh, terrible. What?
Or behavior. So last night you had the Warriors play the Grizzlies.
All right. This is
going to get into cool sounds / cool quotes.
Okay.
Warriors Grizzlies. First things first, Gary Payton Jr. on a, nah, I shouldn't say, but yeah, I guess it was kind of a breakaway. It was a Draymond Green had the pass to him. He kind of broke free, and then Dylan Brooks from behind just clobbers him. He falls awkwardly, tries to break his fall, you know, brace for his fall. Winds up breaking his elbow.
Who broke his elbow?
Gary Payton, the second, or junior, or whatever the hell he is.
Junior.
Yeah, so he breaks his elbow, as it turned out. Not long after that, Draymond Green, it was inadvertent, but he's not sure. Okay, fine. Draymond Green takes an elbow right to the eye socket, and he's bleeding on the court. To where the fans, as he's walking off the court, are booing him and cheering him, but not, you know, it's the Bronx cheer. So he gives him the finger.
Love it.
And then after the game, as we get into cool quotes, Draymond Green responds knowing he's going to be fine, and basically says, whatever.
If they're going to be that nasty, I can be nasty too. I'm assuming the cheers was because they know I'll get fine. Great, I make $25 million a year. I should be just fine.
That is awesome.
That's great.
That might be my most favorite piece of audio this morning.
I make $25 million a year. It's worth it to give you the finger.
Yes.
And get a 50 grand fine or whatever you're going to give me for it.
The only thing he left out was you can go back to your miserable lives and miserable jobs tomorrow. I make $25 million a year. Suck it.
Right, cheer me.
I thought that was absolutely tremendous.
Yeah, I like that.
So that was pretty good. I tell you, though, scary scene. And if you saw him, not you, but you understand, if anybody saw the post game, like his eye was, I mean, it looked nasty.
It was all blowed up.
It was partly swollen. Yeah, I mean, it wasn't closed, but he got hit hard. And you can tell, like, he got, I would say, right in the corner of the eye socket, took the elbow.
Would you rather break your elbow or get an elbow to your eye?
I'd rather neither,
socket,
to be quite honest. And probably the elbow, because you can keep playing as long as you don't have a concussion, which I would think he doesn't, since he was back in the game and wanted to play in 30 minutes. Gary Payton Jr.'s season's over.
You break your elbow, you got a lot of tiny bones in there.
Yeah, and you can hear, too. I'm going to play this for you. Hold on a second.
You can hear the crunch of his elbow?
No, you can hear him writhing in pain.
Oh, okay. Let's hear that.
This was Iron Eagle on TNT. And listen, after he talks about him falling, you can hear the
Peyton, right down the middle. He's fouled hard. And Peyton's in pain.
You hear that? Yeah. And he was like writhing around for a while. So you knew something was up. And yeah, it turned out the MRI showed a broken elbow or x-ray or whatever they did.
Did we cheer his injury or how did that work?
I'm not so sure because he doesn't make $25 million a year. But I would think Draymond Green would maybe pay the fine for
him. He'll cover his fine because he makes $25 million.
This is a new thing now. Players giving fans the finger.
I love it. It's enough. The fans, ever since the pandemic hit, the fans have gotten very aggressive, especially in basketball.
Well, they're right on top of the court.
Yeah.
It's a little different, you know, than the other sports. But yes.
They're screaming. They're either gluing themselves to the courts, chaining themselves to the baskets. They're going nuts.
Yeah, it's been a bit goofy. So, all right, let's take a break. It's 5:37. We got Boomer and Gio coming up at the top. Boomer is going to be cranky, understandably so. Rangers fall in triple overtime last night. Game one to the Penguins. Coming right back on The Fan.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To be the rainmaker. All right, quarter to six. It is nice to have you with us the morning after the Rangers lose their first game to the Penguins. Triple overtime. Tough one for the Rangers to swallow. Also had the goal that was disallowed or overturned, I should say.
No goal!
That's going to be a problem today.
That is going to be a problem. Listen, I gave it to Eddie. How could you not use it? I mean, it's unfortunately, when that happens, you were there. What happened? It sucks.
No goal.
There will be. Is that Steve Summers laughing afterwards? Yes.
Oh, that's me.
Oh,
awesome.
It's Jerry.
That's tremendous. Mets take two and the Yankees win their 11th straight.
I read an interesting headline that when I first was reading it, I was like, what?
I'm glad you brought this up. I got something after this.
Okay. So this is the headline, and it says Cubs players Ian Happ and Justin Steele use team's day off to get engaged.
Oh, you thought it together.
To each other.
Yeah, that would be that's a grabbing headline.
That would have been a tremendous.
Clearly they got engaged to partners.
To their girlfriends. Right. They had two girlfriends. But I originally read it, I was like, wow, Ian Happ and Justin Steele are getting engaged. That's never happened where two men on a Major League Baseball team got engaged to each other.
I would think on any professional team. Have you ever heard of that?
Never heard of that.
That would be like Al Dukes and Eddie Scazzeri get engaged.
We get engaged.
Yeah. No longer just work spouses, lovers.
Daniel Jones and Kadarius Toney get engaged.
Right. That's right. A good headline because it makes you want to read it.
Yeah, I was like, what? They got engaged? And then I saw it, but the article, because I did go on to read the entire article to make sure that players didn't get engaged to each other because I was like, why is this not a bigger story? I don't know that they planned it together where they're like, hey, let's get engaged to our girlfriend.
Like the other didn't know what the other was doing.
Yeah, I think they just both chose the off day.
Which
makes
sense.
Let's get engaged to our girlfriends.
You've been engaged before.
Oh, barely.
Did you tell? No, but you are. I know it was like you did ask someone to marry you, did you not?
That is true, yeah.
Think about it. Al Dukes actually asked a woman to marry him. And she said yes before throwing the ring back at his face 2 weeks later.
Truth bombs.
Was that the girl on the ship?
Yep.
The worst vacation of your life.
On the cruise where she kept packing her bag and she was going to leave out of every port we got to.
She was
going
to fly home.
What a waste of money that was for me.
That's the problem with a vacation is right. If you're not getting along, boy, you blow through a lot of cash. And for no reason.
No reason, Jerry.
Except for more stress and anxiety.
Yep.
Did you tell anybody, did you tell your friends? Or where were you working at the time? We were in Tampa?
No, I was here.
You were here doing at NEW?
Yeah, probably at 92.3, just before I got here.
Okay. So do you... Oh, okay. Fair enough. So did you, like, tell all your coworkers getting engaged tonight?
No.
Right. So that doesn't surprise me that these two guys had a plan outside of work that they were going to pop the question.
Right.
Very ironic that they did it on the same day.
Same day.
But, yeah. So that doesn't... I don't remember... When I got engaged, I don't remember telling... I remember I certainly talked to Kim's parents.
Right.
My parents knew, but I didn't tell any of my friends.
You asked permission, Jerry?
I did.
I would like to take your daughter's hand in marriage. We don't think so. we're not sure about you yet, Mr. Recco.
I didn't ask like that,
and
they did not decline.
What did you say? You just said, I
honestly do not remember.
You would just like to say, I would like your blessing?
I don't remember. I just remember going over... And as soon as I got to the door, Kim's dad was like, "Oh, she's not home." I'm like, "I know. I'm here to talk to you guys." And I remember him being like, "Why?
You pregnant?"
No. There's nobody pregnant. But I don't remember what I said. I'm not sure.
All right. But so, you do recall having the conversation.
Yes, I do remember going over. It was a beautiful day. I do remember sitting in the backyard with them and talking to them.
Our old friend Bart Scott taking a little heat today, Jerry.
For what now? What'd he do?
Well, he was on draft coverage, I think on ESPN draft coverage.
Okay.
And the Green Bay Packers picked a guy named, let me see who his name is. Devontae Wyatt.
Okay.
And the guy was charged with a misdemeanor criminal trespass for kicking the door of a woman he lived with. So he had a criminal background.
Yeah.
And Bart Scott said... every NFL team needs tough guys. Everybody can't be choir boys. The Ravens always had a couple players with felonies. Gave our team some street cred. Taking some heat, Jerry. Now,
I don't know what Bart he's Scott saying is wrong, felonies, though, right? No.
Right, but he's like, it was good when, put a little fear in some of these other teams. We've got guys with felonies on the team.
I don't think he's condoning the behavior.
No, but he's saying it's good to have some guys like that because... You scare the other team a little bit.
Right, and just because you have guys like that, that doesn't mean those guys did anything criminal. It could just be an attitude and
right.
The way they act around the team. Doesn't necessarily mean they're criminals. Yeah, that's a weird one.
Bart Scott is also the guy who told us that guys would take Viagra to open up their blood vessels to, I guess, some sort of performance-enhancing thing on the field.
Well, yeah, to increase the blood flow and it just got you jacked up. What was interesting about that video, if you ever watched it, I don't know if you ever actually watched it or not, was they started making a joke immediately. They thought he was kidding. And he's got such a straight face. Like, guys, there's nothing funny about this. Like, I'm telling you, this is why it's done.
The Viagra one or
The Viagra one. Like, it almost looked like it was bothering him that they were laughing. Like, no. Like, this is real. I'm trying to explain to you, and you guys are making a joke of it. So, well, all right. Well, I don't want to say good for him, but good luck.
Took a little heat. And then interesting story about Ryan Tannehill came out as well.
So before you do this,
all right.
I imagine you're going to talk about the loss to Cincinnati first. Is that where you're going? I want to play one thing for you, though, because that was the thought that you, who were you just talking about?
Ryan Tannehill?
No, the newspaper, the headline about the guys that were getting married to each other.
The two Cubs guys who got engaged?
Which turned out to be, right. So there was a headline I saw with Tannehill. Now, the Titans, they drafted Malik Willis, a quarterback. And I saw one headline yesterday, Tannehill, I'm not his mentor or whatever. It's not my job to mentor. I'm like, man, what a jerk. And then I listened to him, and it's not at all what he was saying as I'll play.
I don't think it's my job to mentor him, but, if he learns from me along the way, then that's a great thing.
He's basically talking about how they're teammates, they're competitors. Yeah, I'm not supposed to mention, but good. I hope he gets better is essentially what he's saying. I don't know. You see it in print, and I was like, what a D-bag. And that's not how he was saying it.
Yeah, and then the story came out yesterday that Ryan Tannehill had to go through therapy because he says he was in a very dark place after he threw three picks in that playoff loss to the Bengals.
It's a deep scar. It was a lot of sleepless nights. Every time I closed my eyes, I was rewatching the game in my head.
Here's an example of a guy that we always talk about athletes. We don't know if they care or not. This guy, you could tell on his face watching him. It really has bothered him.
So just think about that then. So he loses that playoff game and goes into what seems like
depression.
A depression of some sort. He goes to therapy. He said it was pretty intense therapy. It took a long time.
Yep.
Then he gets past that. Then they trade A.J. Brown.
Yeah.
His main wide receiver.
And then draft a quarterback.
Correct. My gosh.
It's cutthroat. It's tough business. But I don't know off the top of my head. I think he's being paid a lot of money.
Yes.
So he's earned it. Now go make more.
Now, he also seems really fired up now.
Yeah.
From the going to the therapy, losing that game where he threw three picks, losing A.J. Brown, them drafting a quarterback.
Motivation.
I feel like he's got motivation, Jerry.
I would say so. 100%. There's nothing wrong with...
I might bet on Ryan Tannehill this year. He is boring.
Can we save that, Eddie?
Yes.
I would say there's nothing wrong with good competition. It's for him, it might be a great thing this year.
Plus, Malik Willis, and these guys rarely do anything their first years. You know what I mean?
Well, a lot of quarterbacks that get drafted don't do anything, ever.
Jerry, they don't do diddly-poo.
They don't, as the great Jim Mora once said.
Yeah.
All right, quick break. When we come back, my guess is that Boomer will be here, and you're going to hear him in the background yelling. And if not, he'll be in a depressive state because the Rangers lost in triple overtime and he didn't sleep. That's next right now.
No goal!
Oh, boy. Right now in Odyssey Sports Minute, Amy Lawrence talking on that exact topic we were just discussing with the Titans and Ryan Tannehill.
It's the dynamic duo of Al and Jerry, the superheroes of WFAN.
Why is goaltender first effort? We have no goal.
No goal, and so that game continued, and the Penguins wound up winning in triple overtime. Okay, I wouldn't laugh. You might get a forearm to the face. Mets took two, Yankees won again. What else you got out?
There was also a brouhaha, Jerry, in the Lightning Maple Leafs game.
That was two nights ago.
Two nights ago?
That was a bloodied fight.
Bloody brawl. Line fight, they call it. Line brawl.
Yep.
I like it. I like when a guy...
It's the NHL playoffs, man.
Yeah, let's go.
We ain't fooling around.
Yeah.
You also had a... I forget which game was the Colorado game. One of the other games last night. I mean, right off the bat, there was...
Fighting?
There was, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I like.
Well, you should watch once in a while. You'll see it more.
Well, I think it happens more in the playoffs. Everyone's fired up.
All right, so you're going to watch a playoff game tonight?
Yeah, the Rangers better punch somebody in the mouth
tonight.
Tomorrow night.
Fair enough.
Punch Sidney Crosby right in the mouth, Jerry.
Going to watch Mets Braves at 1 o'clock today?
1 o'clock? I might put that on.
Look at you.
Because I'd like to see another Mets win another series.
They very well could.
Who's better right now, Jerry, the Mets or the Yankees?
Well, the Yankees have the best record in baseball.
Then the Mets are number two.
They're both very good.
They're both very
good. We have the best
right
two teams in baseball right now. That's kind of cool.
That's very cool.
Got the Rangers in the playoffs. The basketball is what it is.
And football, I'm not really expecting much. So live today, Jerry.
Not
that's
this year, but perhaps next year. Like you might be on the cusp of good football this year and playoff football next year.
So for now, Jerry, live.
WFAN and WFAN-FM and HD1, New York.
An Odyssey station.